do you approach it?
Well, me personally, I mean, we get right into it, and you know, we'll do a scouting report, and by the middle of May, have a full scouting report done. We'll start meeting on it in May, you know, just as if we were playing them soon, and then we kind of put it to rest until late in training camp, you know. So there are some people that believe, you know, hey, you should work 4 weeks on an opening day opponent. You know, if you need 4 weeks to work on an opening day opponent, then you're in trouble for the next 15 weeks. So, you know, we spend most of our time in training camp until the end of preparing for the season. Like I told you guys many times before, we're working on things we know we're going to see throughout the season, things we're going to need throughout the season. And then we get a little extra work in on Green Bay towards the end of training camp. Like last week, we did some work on them, et cetera. Well, I mean, a great way to explain him is he's Drew Brees with great scrambling ability and actually a little stronger arm. And the guy right now is at the top of his game and many people think is the best quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, the most amazing thing about his season last year was for how often they threw the ball and how aggressive they were throwing it. You know, he only threw six interceptions, you know, which to me is probably the most amazing stat when you're looking at these guys.
You know, it's been just a few days, but what have you seen from Clark Hagans and how quickly he's been able to pick up what you guys do?
He's done well. You know, obviously he's a veteran. He's had some experience in systems similar to this. When I say similar, the structure of it, you know, how we make some calls, communication on the field. You know, the systems aren't the same where he's been, but he's had some background in the structure of how we do things on defense here, and that has helped. So his experience both as a player and within some similar structured systems has helped him.
Based on what you've seen from them last year and you guys matching personnel, would you figure to be a nickel most of the time?
Well, again, that's up to them. You know, they decide what they put on the field. They have a complete two-receiver offense when they only have two receivers on the field. They have a complete offense when they have three receivers on the field. And then they have some offense where there's four receivers on the field or even five. So they'll dictate what kind of game it is from a personnel standpoint, but we're prepared to match their personnel with our people. And we're a little different than some people in that we will keep our base defense out there some against three wide receivers.
Last year, you guys had, when you went to your dime or whatever you call it, six DBs, you'd have three safeties, three corners. This year, would you be more apt to have four corners and two safeties?
That's a possibility with Parrish Cox being the fourth corner in the game, yes.
Back then, after left tackle Marshall Newhouse was his first season as a starter last year, can you tell him in preseason how he's progressed, you know, as his second season?
He's improved this preseason from last season. You know, they give their guys a lot of help too, and particularly their back is that they do a lot of chipping. And but their offensive line, their tackles are young guys that have played well for them, and you know, we'll see if we're up to the challenge. But they do chip some on the outside. Well, it could, you know, but I mean the standard way that they protect in a lot of teams is, you know, there might be a back on that side or the center might be sliding that way. So, I mean, they're a big six-man protection team and they could slide the center whichever way they want or put the back wherever they want. But I don't think they'll vary much from what they do.
Vic, did you watch the game last night?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Did you notice anything with the replacement refs or any differences?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.